بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أتمان الأكملان على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We sincerely give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who seek His blessing and mercy of our leader, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up the door of guidance, door of mercy, door of rahmah, door of knowledge, beneficial one for every one of us. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what made it easy for us to be engaging in one act of ibadah or the other from the beginning period of this very Ramadan to the 29th day of the month. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to consider us among the accepted ones and His servants. Ameen. My dear questioner, I would like to read out your question so that what you aimed at will be achieved as simple as you wish it. He said, Assalamu alaikum, this is not clear to me. We then brought out some Arabic sentences that consist of the views of scholars regarding bringing out zakat or fitr in money. I read, اختلف العلماء في حكم إخراج قيمة الزكاة الفطر نقدا. Meaning, the scholars have divergent opinions regarding the ruling of bringing zakat or giving zakat or fitr in the value of money. In the value of money. That is, we monetize it, whatever it comes out in the value of the money, we pay it out as zakat al fitr. وَذَابُ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَثَلَاثَةَ أَقْوَالٍ. They opine three different opinions regarding the issue. بَيَانُهُمَا آتِيَا. I think what you would like to say here is بَيَانُهَا آتِي. Anyway, explanation of all the three opinions are coming up. القول الأول ذهب جمهور العلماء من المالكية والشافعية والحنابلة إلى القول بعدم جواز إخراج الزكاة الفطر نقدا. So the first opinion says that majority, the vast majority among the scholars of Malikiya, Shafi'iyya, as well as Hanabila, they all opine that it's not permissible in Islam. It's considered wrong for somebody to pay zakat al-fitr in the volume of money. استدلالا لما ورد في السنة النبوية من أن الواجب المفروض في زكاة الفطر هو طعام. Relying on evidences in Sunnah, which says that what is compulsory and made necessary for us to understand is that when we pay zakat, we pay it out in food items. وهو فعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the practice of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام وأصحابه and his companions. كما في حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما, as is exactly reported in the hadith of Ibn Umar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and his father, where the messenger said, فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة. In this very hadith, Ibn Umar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him his pleasure, he said that Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam legislated paying zakat al-fitr as sa', the scale of sa' of tamar. The sa' referred to here in the hadith are the four bundles of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, which was in employment by the Sahaba and the Muslims after them, which they used to bring out or to pay their zakat, min tamar, in dates, aw sa'a min sha'ir, or the scale, to be paid out in scale of sha'ir, that is dunikan. This one is made compulsory ala al-abdi, on the slave, wal-hurri, and a free man, wal-zakari, on the male, wal-untha, on the females, wal-saghir, wal-kabir, both young and elder ones among the Muslims. وَأَمَرَ بِهَا أَن تُؤَدَّى قَبْلَ خُرُوجِ النَّاسِ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. The Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام even commanded that this zakat should be paid to the people before they go out for salat on Eid al-Fitr day. The simple meaning in the hadith is that the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام laid a legislation and taught us the best manner to pay our zakat. Zakat should be paid out, not in money, according to this very hadith, but in money value or in food stuff. An example given here could be seen as something very common food during the Arab era, because Arabs then, they considered tamar to be one of the foods they took, and they were being satisfied with it. So likewise, sha'ir, that one is not for us here, gunikan. Or we also consider a kind of wheat, gunikan, or even corn itself. They are all seen to be one. That is, during that very era, they used to be paying their zakat with food items, with food stuff. So you have to pay it, even if you have slaves under your custody, the free man, you have girls, boys, even the young ones, you are just given a newborn baby, you must pay zakat on his behalf, on her behalf. So this is the first evidence for the first opinion. So another evidence is equally quoted. Hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu anhu, بما أخرج الإمام مسلم في صحيحه كنا نخرج إذا كان فينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر. That is, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu anhu, said, we used to pay our zakat al-fitr during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam when he was amidst of us. That is, the culture, the tradition of Sahaba, even during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever they intended paying the zakat, they paid it out on kul saghir, on behalf of younger ones at home, wa kabir, on behalf of other ones at home, holding free man, or mamluk, or somebody possessed, that is, a servant or a slave, sa'an min ta'amin, or sa'an min zabib. Sa'u of what? Of food. Or sa'u of zabib. Zabib is also like fruit, something like fruit, being eaten, like a date and others. So this hadith is also a corroborator to the first one. The first one was not said prophetically, that is, was not said in verbatim from Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, but rather quoted what they used to do, or what the messenger used to command them to do, regarding payment of zakat al-fitr. Same way Abu Sa'id supported that very opinion. He said, إِذَا كَانَ فِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That is, the messenger himself alayhi salatu wasalam used to bear the witness. It was amidst them. If there had been something wrong, you'd have corrected them. So the opposition then was that they used to pay their zakat al-fitr with food items. This is the first opinion. Al-Qawl al-Thani, the first opinion, is being held by the majority of the scholars, Malikiyya, Shafi'iyya, Hanabila. The fourth school of thought is Hanafiyya. Qala al-Hanafiyya. وبعد أئمة السلف ولسن جلوه قال الحنفية وبعد أئمة السلف the opinion of حنفية and some other أئمة of سلف كسفيان الثوري like سفيان الثوري we know the scholarship of Imam Sufyan al-Thawri in Deen. Wa Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, a man that was considered to be the fifth caliph after the demise of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, was so righteous and so grounded in knowledge. Wa al-Hasan al-Basri, you know more about Hasan al-Basri, among the tabi'un. In fact, Hasan al-Basri was seen to the Islamic historians as the best of all tabi'in. وإسحاق بن رهويه we know him as well. وبثور بجواز إخراج القيمة في زكاة الفطر وتفضيل النقد عند حاجة الفقير إلى المال. You listen very well. The second opinion says الحنفية, let's say all الحنفية, all the scholars of الحنفية, and some scholars among the Salaf like Sufyan al-Thawri, like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, like Hasan al-Basri, like Saq ibn Rawayhi, Wabithawr, they all claim that it's permissible, the jawazi, it's lawful, it's legal, it's recommended, إخراج القيمة في زكاة الفطر, to pay the value of the food you want to pay off in zakat, to pay it out in money. وتفضيل النقد عند حاجة الفقير إلى المال, and they give priority for money to be used as the payment of zakat al-fitr when the need arises to the poor person to money. Poor person needy when he needs money, instead of giving him food, pay your zakat al-fitr money to him or for him. واستناد في ذلك, the reliance in that, the basis in that, إلى أن الحكمة والمقصد في صدقة الفطر إنما هي إغناء الفقراء والمساكين. They are claiming this. The evidence in this is that the wisdom, the rationale behind صدقة الفطر is for us to turn the فقراء المساكين rich during that very era. We make them happy. We make them have a sense of belonging to the rest of Muslim society. So they feel happy, feel comfortable, feel cheerful on those days. وَسَدِّ حَاجَاتِهِمْ, and to even help them in solving their problems, providing them their needs. وَقَدْ يَتَحَقَّقُ ذَلِكَ بِالْمَالِ بِصُورَةٍ أَبْلَغِ وَعَظَمْ. I'm quoting what you sent in verbatim and making translation of it. وَقَدْ يَتَحَقَّقُ ذَلِكَ, this one could be achieved. It could be achieved, or it may be achieved bin man, by using money. The surati ablaq wa azam, in the best form that is far preferable and greater than using food. طيب. وتحديد بعض الأصناف في الحديث الذي استدل به أصحاب القول الأول إنما هو على سبيل المثال للحصر. So, the kind of tahdeed the messenger did in that very hadith, the kind of food messenger mentioned in the hadith, which is being used by the scholars of the first opinion, إِنَّمَا عَلَى سَبِيلِ الْمِثَالِ, is just an instance. That hasr is not about limitation. That is, the messenger did not limit us to food items alone. He only gave an instance. That is why he mentioned some food. This is the opinion of the second view. If إِنَّهَا أَمْوَالٌ لَهَا قِيمَةُ الشَّرْعَ, because money in Sharia has its value. وَيَا الْأَمْوَالُ الَّتِي كَانَ النَّاسُ يَبِيعُونَ وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهَا, money is what people used to transact, buying and selling. وَقَدْ اخْتَلَفَ ذَلِكَ الْحَالِ فَأَصْبَحَ الْبَيْعُ وَالشِّرَاءُ بِالنُّقُودِ. Then that very situation has changed. Instead of buying food for him, why can't you use it as a transaction? You buy, you sell. So you use money for him so that to settle his own problems. This is the opinion of the second scholar. The third position, this one is being held by Shaykh al-Islam al-Chimiyya rahimahullah ta'ala, according to what he's written here, is the only one upholding his very opinion, according to what he's seeing. قال شيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه الله تعالى بجواز إخراج زكاة الفطر وأدائها نقدا عند الحاجة والمصلحة. فشيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه الله تعالى he also assumed and opined that payment of zakat al-fitr is lawful with money, by using money when there's necessity, when the need arises, when we have benefit in doing that for the person we are giving it to. لأن الأصل في إخراجها للطعام. You need to be very careful. Shaykh al-Islam said, but the origin or the real principle in the issue is feeding, not money. الأصل في إخراجها, the essence or the real base for payment of zakat al-fitr al-it'am is to feed the needy. ولا يتحول عن الأصل إلا لضرورة أو حاجة. رحم الله شيخ الإسلام. So we can never change that very originality or that very real principle to another principle except when we have necessity or the need arises. ومما يتعلق بالحاجة ترتب أو ترتب أي مشقة بسبب إخراج الزكاة الفطر طعاما. Wallahi billahi al-azim. I've never come across this very opinion of Sheikh Islam when I passed my own fadith some days ago. It's different. So this issue, I'm coming, I've not given my own comment. I'm just trying to explain what was sent here. وَلَا يُتَحَوَّلُ. It can be changed from the real base, except if there's darura. Darura is necessity. أو حاجة or need arises. وَمِمَّا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالْحَاجَةِ is among what is considered related to the need. تَرَتُّبُ أَيْ مَشَاقَ is supposed to be facing any difficulty, any hardship بسبب إخراج زكاة الفطر طعاما. If considering giving out zakat, fitr in food, that would be a difficulty for us. Then we can use what? Money. My dearest listeners, please for Allah's sake, we should try to be objective. Our brothers in Western world, if they are claiming some basis in Islam based on some facts passed by their scholars here, it's not necessary for us to go by it in Nigeria here. Their country is different from ours. Ours is different from them. What they might be confronting as challenges in their own areas might not be our own challenge here. What problem we are having to me is that we are so Westernly. Whatever we see in Western world, we quickly cherish it without considering the base of Islam about it. I said this some days ago. We have some places in the world, Western world, where for you to even give us food for people is a problem. You can never see somebody who can give food. I had a cousin here. She gave birth to a child maybe 2 months ago. So then she tried to contact me, asking some questions regarding how they were going about slaughtering of aqiqah, how it will be shared, some of that nature. And I started to be telling her, so inshallah, on that very day, when you slaughter the ram, so this is how we do it. Your neighbors, your this, then my neighbors, who are the neighbors that will give you the food? They will never eat it. Because our own lifestyle here, you are on your own. He said she's aware of some neighbors. She has been here there with her husband. They've never even seen one another like this. And they are neighbors. So are you not telling me such person should be paying zakat out the money in food? Whom would you give? So their condition is different from ours here. And as I said yesterday in Yoruba Tafsir Halakha we had, it's not so that possible for you to be giving people food on the street. They will not collect it. Unlike Saudi. But easily you can just say, I dash you this money, and he will collect it from you. Because their problem here is not about food in most cases. The way their governments are running their lifestyle is there. The administrative food is something so cheap to them, unlike money. But we in Nigeria, both are disturbing us. No money to be spent, nothing to suffer on as feeding. So that's number one. Number two, whenever we see scholars engaging in ikhtilafat, let me tell you reality. These scholars, they were not people of bid'ah. They were not people of desires and whims. They were people of knowledge. You can see the evidences, each one of the opinions relied upon. They researched, they examined. So based on my own explanation and my own view, I've never seen anything going contrary among the three opinions. They are only explaining one another. As a sensible Muslim, reasonable one, first of all, you go for the absolute. You go for what? Absolute. The absolute is that feeding. Especially in Nigeria we are today. If you are just giving a poor man money this time around, you are wasting his time. Give him food, let him go home to cook it. That's all. Except you are discovering him or her to be a poor or needy person. You are giving him food. And he or she is trying to tell you that, wallahi, my brother, I've been given enough. For me now to get money I use to buy some ingredients to get soup for it. Aha, you can now convert your own zakat al-fitr to what? To money and pay him or her. But when there is no maslaha in that, no benefit in that, no any useful point in that, why are you embarking on it, on this claim that, no, you can use money. As I said it, money was also one of the main tools used for transaction when Elijah said the messenger uttered this verdict. When he used food, there were gold, there were silver. Gold, silver were in transaction. He didn't use any of them. Dinar was a system, which is pounds today. Dinar was a system. That was why the messenger, when he made the legislation of the actual amount somebody could be discovered to have been stolen, and the person will deserve the punishment of cutting or amputation of his hand. Dinar, use the word dinar. Rubo dinar, equivalent to 22,000 Nigeria money. So dinar was a system then. The messenger did not use what? Did not use any means of money. Rather, he directed us to what? To feed him. So this is the base. This is absolute. But when the need arises, then we switch to that very money. So the hearing means over there, even on stations, you can use money, you can use food, you can use money, you can use food. No, let's maintain that absolute. So when we find ourselves in a situation where the need arises, then we switch to that. So the three opinions to me, they are only explaining one another. No contradiction, because they all spoke in reality of evidences. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to consider this an act of ibadah for us. Inna wa li dhalika al-qadiru alayh. Any questions?